Shir Samach Aleph Benito continued, Vav Tishrei Tov Shemim Gimel, September 24th, 1982, and Friday continued.
They both agree that in order that it should be Nekar B'Pam Achaz, so it has to be Nekar only out of the omission, not out of the variation. It can only be Nekar if the woman omits, skips her ears down. In a course contrary to the heretofore pattern, then it's Nekar B'Pam Achaz. But when there was no skipping, there was no omission, just an additional rear that is not in accordance with the heretofore pattern, that is not it. That is not it. I mean, that's the, of course, the story of the Ramor and the Crazy Crazy and the Rav Shochano, they agree with that story. But the Achrik and Ramor, because of the Sipsi Kains, and that's very important. It's very important to pay that mind. Alright, now. So, let's see now. You die. The Taz. You sit with that. Chesheshes, where alle wie, and the Mishchim schließen. Poshul, she gam kan chesheshes, gam minimale to the Shchim Shiyer, she hu yim shlishi, shlishi minariye. Die Rischeide schließen, die Stamme in der Beinitz. Wie sie immer besser gewohnt, auch wie sie kostet, wie sie viel Beinitz. Wie sie die Schuhe poschelt, in so einer Forsch. So die Question ist, why doesn't it? Why doesn't it? After all this is taken from the Rischeide. The Tur mentions, but the Tur is not the original source. The original source is the Ramban. The Ramban mentions all these cases. So the question is, how is it that the Mechaber, the two, the Mechaber, the Ramor, they don't mention, he says, all these Rishayim mentioned is that if a woman saw down, and the first of these, and then she had another day on the 20th, so she has saw the bylaw, and the first of the year, so the Taz says, no, she's a sore. Iyah, Nisim is a mole. So Iyah has 2 days Rishchedesh. First day Rishchedesh and second day Rishchedesh. The first day Rishchedesh is not the first of Iyah. That's the third year from Nisim. The second day Rishchedesh Iyah, the 31st day of Nisim, is the first of Iyah. So even though the Ramban, the Torah, the Mechapa, the Ramor, I mean, they say, that she is Asura Lebailo, the Asura Lebailo on the first of the year, but she is also Asura Lebailo on the first day of Shreish year, which is the 30th of Nisan, she is also Asura Lebailo. Why? Because there's the Tashite. Again, he reiterates Shite. You've seen several times reiterating Shite, that a woman who does not have a Vesit Kavua is Asura Lebailo on 2 days. And the Beinis day and on the Vestachilish day, but 6 months a year they merge. But 6 months a year they don't merge. Now here they don't merge because Nisan is a mole. So in Mele she saw down on the first of Nisan and the 20th of Nisan. So she's assumed the bylaw on the first of the year. Why? Because of the possibility of the Vesed Hachidish, the first of the month. She says she's also Asur Lebailo on the first day of the Shchidish year, which is not the first of the year, which is the third year of this, and the score of Inabilities. Because a woman who doesn't have the Vesed Kavua, so according to the Taz, she's Asur 2 days in Lebailo. And the Vesed Hachidish is the first of the year, the second day of the Shchidish year. But Inabilities, she also Asur. And in the Beinis is Mohammo, she's Asur the 9th and the day. So, there's the 30th, and there's the Tashite, there's the 30th, or else of the previous year, so she's Asur the Bible. So he says, then he mentions the Bach. Umeri Chomizal, Kosafka, Midui Nokatalechot, Mihia, Shmami Noshe Nechishesh, so he mawed the Hashkish. The Bach says, no! The Rambam, the Tulu, the Mechaber, the Ramor, I mean, they all say that if a woman saw Dam on the first of this 20th of this, she's Asur Lebailo on the first of the year Dafke, she's Asur Lebailo. But the first day of the Shchidish year, which is the 30th of this, she's Mutalif Lebailo on the night and the day. So he's massive. So he says, "Lui dati woman is the Boyatsme, she calls up Leo, who also in the Shreish listen, he shares for the Shreish here, why we bring him in the Shreish, when she calls up Boyatsme." So he says that the Bach is itself himself. Why? Because the Bach she there is to be like the Rabbot. That a woman who has a better chimic of Boa is a soul. Sometimes, I mean 6 months a year, she's a sword 2 days to the husband. The Yim Shleishi, Mitzad and the Benimis, and the Yim Shleishi Lechor, Mitzad, Veslachidesh. So in other words, the Bar Yosef, that if a woman has no Vesel Kabua, but the last Kriya took place on the first of Nisan, so she's a sword of Bairo on the 30th of Nisan, and she's a suor with bylaw on the 31st as of the first of Nisan and Rish Chedeshia because of Meset Achidesh. The Bach does say, but that does not mean that the Bach is Eitzar itself. There is one big difference. The Taz says the Bach is Eitzar himself without realizing that the Bach is not Eitzar himself. All right, it's true according to the Taz Shike. It is still, but not according to the Bach. Not according to the Bach, she says. The Bach agrees with the Taz that a woman who has a message in the Kavua is a soul of the Bible on both days, on the Inas and the Inas day, which is always on the 30th, and on the Vesel Achidesh, which 6 months a year happens to be the 31st. The Bach agrees with the Taz on that, she says. But when the Bach says that she has saw on the first day of Shredish year and on the second day of Shredish year, the Bach has reference to the case where the woman saw down on the first of Nisan, but not on the 20th of Nisan. Mashenkin here we have a special situation. She saw down on the first of Nisan and on the 20th of Nisan. So the Bach says, why should she have saw the Bible on the first day of Shredish year, which is the 30th of Nisan? Mitzad Eina Beinis. Eina Beinis, by definition, is in the nature, is essentially a Vesed Achlogi Eina Beinis. Not a Vesed Achidesh. Vesed Achlogi, by definition, as the Shach says in Sifzikeyen, means the number of days removed from the last Riyah. In view of the fact that over and above the Riyah that took place on the first of Nisan, there was a Riyah on the 20th of Nisan. So mainly the first day of Shredish year, which is the 30th, which is the 30th of Nisan, is only the 11th day as of the last year. The last year was on Chof Nisan. So the 30th of Nisan is the 11th day as of the Rie that took place on Chof Nisan. So why should she be a soul of the Bible? In the Beit Nis means the Aplogi of Lamedye. So by definition, there is no Aplogi of Lamedye. So what is the Taz want from the Bach? The Bach is very reasonable, but the Taz is massive than the Bach, and he says the Bach is Eliseya, because from his own point of view, but that doesn't present any kashe against the Bach. The amazing thing about this Taz is, why did the Taz mention a statement that says, and maybe Chomi says so, she doesn't. But he was so convinced of his own shite that there can be a Veset Aflogi even if there is an intervening Riyah, because we say it's a Tesis Domi. So Melee, he said that the Bach is Eitzar himself, but the Bach is not Eitzar himself at all. Then the Chamita says something very reasonable. He says that even if we assume, first of all, the Shah in Sifzikeyen, so he says that Veset Afloge is only Shaya, can only apply to a day that is removed that number of days from last Kriya, but if there is an intervening Kriya, then we don't say just a matter of peace is coming, and that she should be Asura, Rebailo, Mahmas Resinatwa. But Chavisdar says, even if we are going to assume, like the Tasvore is like that, that the Tasvore is like Ramo, you see. It's like Ramo. At that point, Ramo agrees with the Tasvore. I agree with Ramo that even though there is an intervening Kriya, so we still can apply the Vesnaf login by saying that the intervening Kriya represented only an overflow of blood. So, in view of the fact that the ninth of Iyar is the 20th of the 20th of Nisan, so in spite of the fact there was a Kriya, there was an additional Kriya. And the first of the year, but it can be considered as a flogus hockey by saying the year that took place on the first of the year is just a matter of taste is done, even if we accept that story. So that's only shaya, in other words, you see, we have to say it in the Ramon. The Chavisdar says that in Ramo, because the Ramo she means that if a woman saw down on the first of Nisan, on the 20th of Nisan, on the first of the year, so she has to be Chayshay, she has to be a night of year, mitzad Vesel Afog. What kind of Vesel Afog? It's only 9 days removed from last year. The answer is, we ignore the year of the first of the year. And we say, that's only a matter of things is done. So Mele, we consider the last Kriya as having taken place on the 20th, of Nisan. So the ninth of Kriya is the 20th as of the Kriya that took place at the 20th of Nisan. So that's over there, the Ramo says. Mashenkin here the Ramo doesn't say, Hoyisho Shoroa, so Hisheshes, the West Achish, Afloga, Shekotim, the West Achim, the Fondas, Afloga, the Fondin, Hoyisho Taakir, Echomen, Kizet Wash, the Echomen, Nisan, the Hobbay, Hisheshes, Lishnei Lishchimish here. He says, Hisheshes Lehom here. But the Ramo should say that she's a soul of Bible, the first day of the Shchimish. Here too, after all this, Ramo Shikin. That even if she saw down on the first of the year, so she's a soul of Allah, ninth of the year, mitzad, Vesta Floge is of what Kriya? That Floge is of the 20th, but there was an intervening Kriya, so he ignores, he negates the Kriya that took place on the first of the year, and he considers it, and he attributes it to a phenomenon of Tesis Domin. So, anyway, here too, the Ramo should say that Chisheshes li lamed b'nissen u lechaviyah. So Chavidah says, why is there such a halacha of innovations? Because, so Chisheshes say, v'chileleimam v'tire. This woman is not regular. She has no physical one. So you cannot say that she will not see. She has to see. A normal woman will have to see down. So she'll have him and so forth. So anyway, she's a soul of the Bible on the 30th day as of the previous year. Because that's the average vessel. Or if no, she's here on the 30th day. So the whole reason is why she's a soul of the Bible on the 30th day is because of the story. So that's only Shaya if the day happens to be the 30th as of the actual last Kriya. But here, actually it wasn't the last Kriya. It's not the 30th day as of the factual last Kriya. The factual last Kriya, so took place on the 20th of Nisan. So the 30th of Nisan is only the 12th day as of the factual last three. So the melech. So why should she be a soul of the Bible? So in other words, even the Ramo doesn't agree here with the task. So the task here is the biggest man. He is the biggest man. All right, that's very important. But certainly, there is certainly no steering between the two Bachs, because the other Bach always says that she is Rishesh's, the Rishrivish year in the first of the year. So there the Bach is referencing the case where the woman saw down on the first of Nisan, and on the 20th of Nisan she didn't see any down. All right. So, to leave it here, because Sif Lamed, we should go over Sif Lamed in the Sif Sikeyan, and that's very long. But anyway, we discussed it about Pei, what the Shach said in Sif Lamed.
First of all, so according to the Tazla, so are we going to have to, is she going to have to be Choshesheb not only on the first day, but also on the next 19th?
I mean, what are you referring to? I mean, if she saw the first of the 20th.
She saw the first of the 20th. Okay. Now,